This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. President Draupadi Murmu will inaugurate Mahayogi Guru Gorakhnath Ayush University at Gorakhpur in Uttar Pradesh today. State Governor Anandiben Patel and Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath will be present on the occasion. More from our correspondent.
On the second day of President's visit to Uttar Pradesh, the state's first Ayush University named after Mahayogi Guru Gorakhnath will be inaugurated in Gorakhpur. It will be an important center for both education and treatment in traditional system of medicine, including Ayurveda, Unani and Homeopathy. More than an academic institution, the university will open new avenues of employment and promote commercial cultivation of medicinal plants in the region. The foundation stone of this university was laid on August 28, 2021 by then-President Ramnath Kovind. Spread over 52 acres, the university has been developed with a sanctioned budget of more than 267 crore. After inauguration of this university, the president will also visit Gorakhnath Temple. Apart from that, President Murmu will inaugurate the academic block, auditorium and Panchkarma Center and lay the foundation stone of the girls' hostel at the Arogyadham campus of Mahayogi Gorakhnath University in Sonbarsa. Tight security arrangements have been made in Gorakhpur in view of the president's visit. Om Awasthi, Akashvani News, Lucknow.
Ministry of Railways has rationalized the basic fare of passenger train services to be effective from today. The train fares will be increased marginally for non-AC mail and express trains by 1 paise per kilometer and for AC classes by 2 paise per kilometer. The ministry has said that there will be no increase in suburban single journey fares and monthly season tickets. The ministry said that reservation fees, superfast surcharges and other charges will remain unchanged. It highlighted that the move is aimed at streamlining fare structures and enhancing financial sustainability of passenger services. In a landmark initiative to bolster maritime cooperation in the Indo-Pacific, the Coast Guards of India, Japan, United States and Australia have launched the first ever Quad at Sea Ship Observer mission. The cross-embarkation mission, conducted under the Wilmington Declaration, sees two officers, including women officers from each nation aboard the U.S. Coast Guard Cutter Stratton, currently en route to Guam. This pioneering mission marks a significant step in operational coordination among Quad members aimed at boosting joint readiness, domain awareness and interoperability in the region. It aligns with the vision articulated at the Quad Leaders Summit in September 2024 and reinforces the commitment to a free, open, inclusive and rules-based Indo-Pacific. India's involvement underlines its strategic Sagar, security and growth for all in the region, doctrine and supports its broader Indo-Pacific Oceans initiative focusing on capacity building, humanitarian efforts and upholding maritime law. The Quad at Sea initiative lays the groundwork for a future Quad Coast Guard handshake, reflecting growing trust and shared resolve to address evolving maritime challenges collaboratively. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will participate in the Quad Foreign Ministers meeting in Washington, D.C. today. External Affairs Ministry said that the Quad Foreign Ministers will build upon the discussions held during the last meeting of the Foreign Ministers, which took place in Washington on January 21 this year. They will exchange views on regional and global developments, particularly those concerning the Indo-Pacific, and review the progress made on various Quad initiatives in the run-up to the Quad Leaders Summit, which will be hosted by India. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has said that the monthly average rainfall in the country as a whole during the month of July 2025 is most likely to be above normal, exceeding 106% of the long period average. Addressing a press conference, IMD Director General Mrityunjay Mohapatra said that most parts of the country are likely to experience normal to above normal rainfall. He said, however, most parts of Northeast and East India and many parts of extreme South Peninsular India and some areas of Northwest India are likely to receive below normal rainfall during the month of July this year. The southwest monsoon arrived in Kerala on 24th of May against the normal date of 1st of June, which is the earliest onset in 17 years after 2009 when it was on 23rd May. The monsoon covered the entire country on 29 June, which is 9 days ahead of its normal date of 8th of July. And that is the end of this news bulletin.